Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a schus for Esther bar Shmuel, Ilui Nishmasa. We're going to be learning a Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis, based on the psicha to the Sefer Nasan Pirio on Maseches Makos. Tana Rabbanan, famous Gemara. Pamachas Gazer Machos Arisha Shalayasku Yisrael B'Torah. The Jews, the evil kingdom, made a decree that Jews are not allowed to learn. Papas ben Yehuda came and he found Rabbi Akiva was gathering people to learn. And he said, Akiva, aren't you afraid of the Malchus? And he said, I'll give you a mashal what this can be compared to. There was a shul, a fox going on the river, and he sees these fish that are gathering from place to place. And he said to them, what are you running away for? They're going here, they're going there. They said, because we're scared of these nets, the fishermen are going to capture us. The fox said, why don't you come with me to the Abasha? And the fish said, you foolish fox, you're supposed to be a smart guy, you're really the opposite. Why? Because if this is what's happening to us in our place of chiyus, where we have life, imagine what will happen to us if we go to shore. Now certainly we'll be dead. So too, if we don't learn Torah, we're certainly dead. We might as well stay in the Sea of Talmud, and at least then we have a chance for life. But if we go to if when we're learning we're in danger, certainly when we're not learning it's even worse. Achas kama v'kama. In the end, they caught Rabbi Akiva, they put him in jail, and they took him out to kill him. It was Man Kriya Shema. They were combing his flesh. The iron combs, and he was Makabal Machus Shemayim. And the Talmidim said, Rabbeinu Ad Kan. And he said to them, my whole life I had Sarah in this pasuk, B'chol Avavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, with all your soul. Even if God takes your soul away, you should still love him. And I said, when is it going to come into my hands and I can fulfill it? Now that it came into my hands, I shouldn't fulfill it. And he was marich be'echod until his neshama left him. And Malachi Ashari said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is this Torah? Is this schara? Is this the schara of Torah? How can this be? And Hashem said, chelkom b'chayim, their portion is in life. A baskol came out and said, fortunate are you, Rabbi Akiva, that you're mezumen l'chay olam haba. This Maimer Mufla has a number of Yikdukim. The Tzlach says, what's Pshat in the Kasher Rabbeinu Ad Kan? They didn't want it to be Moser Nefesh. That's what the Talmidim want, that he shouldn't be Moser Nefesh. It's very surprising. It's question number one. Question number two, what is the question Ad Kan? What's this question Ad Kan? Question number three, what was Rabbi Kiva's answer? Kol yamai yisi mitzdar al pasuk zeh. And if he wasn't mitzdar al pasuk zeh, then he wouldn't have given his life. He should have said. It says, b'chol nafshecha filu notel es nafshecha. Also, you have to understand the answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them Alach HaYasharis. Chelkom b'chayim. His portion is in life. And the Baskol came out and said, Rabbi Akiva is mezumen l'chay olam haba. What do we need this double answer for? Chelka b'chayim? And then the baskol saying he's a ben olam haba. We also have to understand what's the lashon of mezumen, shata mezumen. He already died, he was already zochot olam haba. Why is it shaykh ben lashon to zimun? It's too late. Zimun is before. We could be miyashiv as follows. The Maharsha asks, how is Rabbi Akiva moser nafsho alimud haTorah? We see in Sanhedrin that in all Averis in the Torah, if they say to a person, be over in the Aveira and don't die, he should be over and not die, except for Avodah Zarah, Gil Reis, and Shvichus Dam. So obviously Moser Nafsho, Habitl Torah. And the Maharsha answers in one Teretz, based on the Gemara and the Tosas and Avodah Zarah, that if a person wants to be Machmar on himself with even Bishar Mitzvahs, he's allowed to. So Rabbi Akiva didn't do it on purpose, didn't do it mitzad his chiyuv. Rabbi Akiva Eger was machmer on himself. You're right, you only have to die for the big three averes. And Rabbi Akiva was pashut machmer on himself. However, Das HaRamam is lehefech. Das HaRamam is that if one is not allowed to be machmer on himself, as he says in Yisori HaTorah, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph. So if either Rambam had a Rabbi Akiva Eger give, had a Rabbi Akiva give his life up, how is he? He wasn't allowed to be machmer on himself to die when not necessary. Here was only Talmud Torah. It wasn't one of the big three. But we can say that Rabbi Akiva was lishitaso, that he holds that you're allowed to be machmer on yourself mimos or nefesh, even b'shar mitzvahs. Because in Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin Amud Beis, it says that its tzvardeah came up and it covered Eretz Mitzrayim. Va'era perakhes. What's pshat tzvardeah? Rabbi Akiva says there was one tzvardeah and it filled Eretz Mitzrayim. Rav ben Azariah said, Akiva, what are you talking about a gadata for? You go to Negoim and Olos. You know the halachic stuff. What are you telling us about a gadata? The correct pshat in the pasuk is there was one tzvardeya, and he whistled to the other tzvardim, and they all came. Rashi in Chumash writes that there was one tzvardeya, and they would hit the tzvardeya, and then the tzvardeya would turn into many tzvardim. And that's like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. That there was one Sfardeh, and from that Sfardeh, its Mitzrayim became filled with Sfardeim. And Mashain came, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held, no, there was one Sfardeh, and he called the other Sfardeim to come. So, Divrei HaGemara Mafliyam held, what's the nafkamina in this machlokas if there was one Sfardeh and many Sfardeim came out of that Sfardeh, or a whistle to the Sfardeim and they came? We also have to understand where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Docha Rabbi Kiva with such force. And he said, Malachai Tzalagada, what are you talking about Agadata for? Even if you can explain, not like Rabbi Akiva, nevertheless, what does it matter? If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, my dehava hava, what was. However, the words of the rabbis are very, very deep. And this machlokas has another nafkamina, linyan halacha. This machlokas is not just about the frog. There's more to it. Gemara Pesachim says that why did Rav Chananel, Misha, and Azariah and Gimel Amid Beis, why were they Moser Atzman al Kiddush Hashem and they jumped into the Kivshan Ha'ish? They learned the Kal V'chomer from the Tzvardim. Madach the Tzvardim that are not Mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem. It says, Ubo v'alu b'vei secho v'san arecho v'mishara secho. Emo shem esharas mitzuyah seysel tanur aviyom rishosh atanur cham. Anu shem etzuvin al Kiddush Hashem al achas kama v'kama. Tzvardim made a kavachom. The Mechanal Mishan Azayim made a kavachomer from the Tzvardim. Madach that they jumped into the fiery furnace and they're not mitzuveh. We who are mitzuveh al Kiddush Hashem, we should certainly die al Kiddush Hashem. Rashi says, Maro that they didn't darshan v'chay behem v'lo sheyamus behem. Why didn't they just say v'chay behem v'lo sheyamus behem and that solves their problem? I.e. that they don't have to die. B'chai behem alo sheyamus behem. So why taka did they jump in? So the Gemara answers because they learned the Kal V'chomer from the Tzvardim. Frek Tosfos, wait a second. Chananel, Misha, and Azariah were in public, were in Farhesia. And Farhesia in public, you're chayev to be Moser Nefesh, even on Mitzvah Kala. Like it says in Sanhedrin 9 Dalet, answers Rabbeinu Tam that the Tzelem that Nebuchadnezzar made wasn't really Avodah Zarah. It was just something he made for himself, statue for himself. And therefore they said, Ma Ro. So it comes out then that they really were in Chayev to be machmer on themselves because it wasn't Avodah Zarah. Nevertheless, they learned the Kal V'chomer from the Tzvardim that they're allowed to be machmer on themselves even though they're not mechuyev. And that's like the sheet of Tosas and Avodah Zarah and Chav Zayin Amud Beis. However, the Tosfos HaRashmi Shants, the Maseches Pesachim there, answers the name of Reb Meir a different teretz to the Kashya of Tosfos. And this is what it means, what the Gemara means. Why did Chanan and Mishael and Azariah, why were they so mechalanes that they were going to be saved? As it says in Daniel Gimel Yod Zayin, Elohana di anachna polchin yachal l'sheiz v'nusa, l'sheiz v'usan min atun. Why did they rely on a miracle that God would save them? So they learned the Kal v'chomer from the Tzfardim, that they had bitachon in their Creator to be saved, because they weren't doing it to be mekabel schar. And they didn't die, as it says, Vayamusu at Tzfardim, min abatim min achatzeres min asadas, avol shebetanurim lo mesu. They only, the ones that in the tanur didn't die. So why were they relying on a miracle? Because of the Tzfardim. The Tzfardim didn't do it for a reward and they didn't die. So Chananya, Mishael, and Azariah figured that they also won't die like the Tzfardim. And so writes the Badan Sekein and Balei Atosis, that those in the tanurim didn't die because they'd be Tachan and Hashem. And they went into the Norbit Sibi Hashem Yisbarach. So that's why Chananel Mishael and Azariah, that was the Gemara's Kasha. Why did they rely on a miracle? They learned from the Tzfaradim that a miracle would happen. So according to this Teretz, there's no Raya for Chananel Mishael and Azariah. They're allowed to be Machmer on themselves, because they weren't dying Al Kiddush Hashem. They assumed they would stay alive. So really there are two Terutzim. According to one Teretz, they were willing to die even though they didn't have to. They were Machmer on themselves. It wasn't Mamash Avodah Zarah. And according to the Tzveitu Teretz, they weren't machmer themselves to die. They were just somech on a miracle. That's the Gemara's question. Why were they somech on a miracle? Because they relied on the frogs. The frogs had a miracle, they assumed they would too. So these two Terutzim are totally in the Machlokas of Rebbe Likiv and Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah with respect to the Tzfardim. Bishlam, if there was one Tzfardim and he called the other Tzfardim to come like Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah. So these were Tzfardim that were born B'derech HaTeva, and they only came to Mitzrayim B'derech Neis. They all heard that one Tzfardeya and they all came along. That was a miracle. But they themselves were natural Tzfardim that were created in order to live like all the other Tzfardim in the world. And therefore, when they were Moser Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem, they could be Somech HaNeis Neis and have Bitachon. And have Bitachon that they're going to be saved. Since they were created in order to live, they were born in order to live, they were born like all other Tzfardim, so they can have bitachon in a miracle and assume that they're going to live. And therefore there's no, and therefore, because why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu take away their life when they're just trying to do a mitzvah? So we can say like the Teretz of Rabbeinu Meir and Tosfos Mishants, that there was somech on the miracle. Umemela, there's no proof that a person is allowed to be machmer himself to be moser nefesh in other mitzvahs. Because even Chananel, Mishael, and Azariah weren't moser nefesh. They didn't assume they were going to die. They were relying on a miracle, just like the frogs had a miracle done for them. Givaldik. But Rabbi Akiva holds that there was one Tzfardeya. And from that Tzfardeya, many, many, many Tzfardim were born. And it turns out that these Tzfardim were not created by Derech HaTeva, and the whole purpose of their Bria was only Litzorach HaKos HaMitzrim. And Memela, you can't say that Tzfardim assumed there'd be a miracle that they'd remain alive. Mehechitesi, they're going to have a miracle done for them. Their very creation was only in order that they should be Moser Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem, and after the mitzvah is over, then they're supposed to die. And if so, it's not possible to say like the Teretz of Rabbeinu Meir and Tosfos Mishants, there was some Mechana miracle, so we have to say like the Teretz of Rabbeinu Tam, that Chananel, Mishael, and Azariah, Moser Nafsho, Makudash Hashem, because you're allowed to be Machmer in yourself and other mitzvahs as well, even if it's not Mamish Avodah Zarah. And now we can understand the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah with respect to the Tzfardim. There's a big nafka mina lahalacha. Rabbi Akiva holds it would come out according to him that you're allowed to be machmer in yourself and be moser nefesh even in other mitzvahs, like the Shita of Tosfos and Avodah Zarah and Dachov Zayin Amud Beis. And according, because these That's where Hananel, Mishael, and Azariah did. They were mamish willing to die. And according, because they learned that there was, Rabbi Akiva learns that there was only one frog, and there were other ones were created by a miracle. And since they were only created to give a, to hit the smite, to hit the Mitzrim, give the Mitzrim a makah, Mimela, why should they have a miracle done for them? Now it's their time to go. They can die. So the fact that they went into the ovens, they went in to die. So they were Moser Nefesh. So Hananel, Mishael, and Azariah learned from them, you have to be Moser Nefesh. You see, you can be Moser Nefesh even on other mitzvahs, even if it's not Mamash Avodah Zarah. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're not allowed to be machmer in yourself, just like the sheet of the Rambam. And because he held that there was only one frog, and there were that from one, that one frog, the frog called the other frogs. So those frogs were all created b'derech hateva. Since they were created b'derech hateva, they're here in this world to live. The male, there's no reason they assume that they're going to die, and they can make it be so mechan a miracle, like the Tosis of Rabbi Meir and the Tosis, like the Teretz of Rabbi Meir and Tosis Mishans. And since they're so mechan an ace, Hananel, Mishael, and Azariah are also samech on an eis. But you're not allowed to be machmer in yourself in other mitzvahs. And therefore, Blazim and Azariah said very well to Rabbi Akiva, Malachai tell Agadah, what are you doing with Agadah? Rabbi Akiva wanted to learn the Fishitaso and Agadah that the Tzfardim, who were willing to give up their lives, even though they didn't have to, and Hananel, Mishael, and Azariah learned from there, that you're allowed to be machmer and pikuach nefesh, and be Moser Nefesh even in other mitzvahs. So Rabbi Akiva wanted to learn from that Agadah of Tzfardim. He wanted to learn a Dvar Halacha, and on that, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, what are you talking about Halacha for? What are you talking about Agadah for? Malachai tell Agadah. You go to your Dvar Halacha. Ain the maid that Halacha me Agadah. You stay in your realm of Halacha. Don't learn Halacha from Agadah. Like we learn in Yerushalmi and Peah, Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. Ain the maid them in Agadah. So in the Meila, we have a teretz to the Kasha the Marishan Bracha, Samach Halacha Amid Beis. How is Rabbi Akiva Moser Nafshu Alima Torah? Because Rabbi Akiva, the Shitaso holds that you're allowed to be machmer on yourself in other mitzvahs like the Shita of Tosis and Avodah Zarah, Chav Zayin Amid Beis. But we still have to understand that according to this Shita, that you're allowed to be machmer on yourself, you have another kash, it says V'chai Behem, V'lo Shiyamas Behem, like the Rambam proved this Shita from that pasuk, that a person is not allowed to be machmer on himself in other mitzvahs, V'chai Behem, V'lo Shiyamas Behem, V'lo Shiyamas Behem, V'lo Shiyamas Behem. You're not supposed to die by them. So what's the pshat? How are you allowed to be machmer yourself in other mitzvahs in Da'al Kiddush Hashem? So we can answer Al Pi Amavur Mimseches Kedushin Lametesam Beis. Rabbi Yaakov said that it says in Kibbut Aveim Lamayn Yerichon Yamecha Lamayn Yitavlach, and it says by Shiloh Hakein Lamayn Yitavlach Rach Deyamim. So there was somebody whose father told him to go up in this tower and bring me the birds, and he went up to the tower and he sent away the mother bird and he took the kid birds, and on his way down he fell and he died. Where is the Laman Yitavlach? Where is this person's good days? Where is his Arichus Yamin? So what must it mean? It must mean the Olam Shekulo Tov, the Olam Shekulo Aruch, the Man Yerichin Yamecha, the Olam Shekulo Aruch, the Man Kulo Shekulo Tov, the Man Yitavlach. So according to this, we can say that the Sheet of Tosis is that a person is allowed to be Machmir on himself and be Moser Nefesh. According to that Shita, we explain V'chai Bahem, what? And Chai Olam Haba. Like the Gemara says about Laman Yerichin Yamecha, Laman Yishekulo Aruch. So you can say also v'chayibem is an olam haba, but olam haza is no v'chayibem in mitzvahs. You're allowed to die. And according to the shita of the Rambam, you're not allowed to be machmer in yourself. You can say v'chayibem is v'chay olam haza. I mean, maybe you can say that, and v'chayibem that you're not allowed to die for other mitzvahs. Or maybe you can say that v'chayibem is a heter. It's not a chiyuv. You're allowed to live by them, but if you don't want to, you're allowed to be machmer. Al-Koponim, that's the machlokas. The Rambam holds v'chay behem is in this world, and the other opinion is going to say v'chay behem doesn't mean that you're chayv in this world. You're also allowed to be moser nefesh. Maybe v'chay behem is talking about the next world. Ubemez, these two shitas are talui in what type of person you are. Like Rabbi Yaakov says this in Pirkei Avos, Perek Daled Mishteh Zayin, how this world is like a prosdor. B'fnei olam haba, prepare yourself in the prosdor in order that you should enter the tracklin. And prepare yourself in the vestibule. You should enter the palace. And he used to say, and since this world is only tofel and the ikar is chay olam haba, so you can be machmer in yourself and be moser nefesh hakiddush Hashem, even in other mitzvahs, because we explained v'chay behem l'chay olam haba. And Rabbi Yaakov, who says that l'man yarichon yamecha is l'olam shekulo aruch, is l'shitaso, that he says in the Mishnah Novus that this world is only a preparation for the next world. And so he also says, when it says in the Torah you can have great life, it means in the next world. But not everybody is zocher to this madrega, that this world isn't so chasha for him. And we are always davening that Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us long life in this world. So we say Pshat and Kfai Abraham is in this world also, and that you're not allowed to be Machmir. So those people who aren't in such a high Madrega, they shouldn't be Machmir on themselves and be Moser Nefesh for other mitzvahs. And Mukha Yosef and Sanhedrin writes that if you're an Adam Gadol, Bachasid, the Yari Shemayim, you're allowed to be Machmir on yourself and be Moser Nefesh. And there he explains why. So the Darkeinu, we can say that the reason is that since an Adam Gadol and Chassid is a Madrega, where Olam Haz is not Chashiv for him at all that really matters to him is Chai Olam Haba. So Mamela, according to Mechai Bahem, is going to be talking about Olam Haba, so he can be Moser Nefesh and Olam Haz. And this is totally the Suffolk of the Aposkim, and Bishas Gzeira Lavarz Al Adas, when they make a Gzeira to be Mavir Al Adas, that a person is chayef to be harig v'aliyav, or to die and not be over. If a person is chayef to run away mimakom agzera in order that he shouldn't have to be moser nefesh, or is he allowed to be machmer in himself and not run away in order that he should come to kiddush Hashem? The Shla in Shara Osios Os Aleph writes that if he can be boreach, he should run away, or he should be poed himself for all the money he can and not die. Better stay alive. The Chuvish V'siyankiv writes that it's great to be matzil nefesh if you can run away, but if you want to be machmir yourself, be moser nefesh, a person is not called to suicide, he's allowed to. Pash the Sivir Rabbi Akiva, when he says, Kol Yomai Yisi Mitzdara Pasuk Zeh, B'chol Nafshcha, Filu Not Elz Nafshecha, I said, when am I going to have the chance and finally be able to be a kaimit? So it's mashma, you should be mahadir to follow, to do this mitzvah like the Shla, that... like the Shla was Meir there. The Shla says that the Mashmos of Rabbi Akiva is that you should try to do everything you can, and then yes, be Moser Nefesh. You don't have to be Mahadir to run away. Well, the Darkeinu, we can say that Vaday in Adam Gadol V'Chassid K'Rabbi Akiva, that Olam has it for him, isn't considered anything, and it's only a preparation for Olam Haba. So he's allowed to be Mahadir, and he's allowed to be Mishtoikek, to be Mekayim this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, because according to him, where he has V'Chai Behem and Olam Haba. But a person who's not in this Madrega, he should run away B'Shas Sakana and do V'Chai Behem Kipshuto even in this world. So now we're going to be Miyashi of the Dikdukim in the Gemara and Brachas that we started with. The Talmidim saw Rabbi Akiva that he's gathering people to learn Torah and the Rab in B'Shas Gzeir. And they had a Kasha of the Maharsha. How is he Moser Nafsho Mitzvah Slima Torah? It's not one of the main three. So they thought Rabbi Akiva saw Michal Anes that he's going to be saved, like Rabbi Meir and Tosis Shans. Echanam Yishayin Azar we saw Michal Anes. And so that's what they thought from Rabbi Akiva, from what he answered Papas Ben Yehuda. Because he says, Torah is Chayinu Varach Yameinu, and therefore it's definitely going to guard us. However, when Rabbi Akiva was grabbed and they took him out La Riga and they were Bisarikis Masbis Bisabas and Masekh Shel Barzel, and the Talmidim saw that the Nes didn't happen to him, so they said, Rabbeinu Ad Kan, did you come Mamish Lidei HaRiga? So you see that you're waiting for a Nes, being Somech al Nes, was not beneficial. So how is it possible that you weren't saved? B'schus Yubitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabbi Akiva, Taka wasn't Somech al Nes that he should be saved. Rather, he holds like the Teretz of Beinu Tam, yet you're allowed to be Machmeran yourself and be Moser Nefesh. Even in other mitzvahs, and other Rabbi Akiva Dafka wanted to come to Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem and die. And therefore he said, other Rabbi, not like you think that I was Somech myself al Nes to be saved. No, Kol Yomai Yisi Mitzdara al Pasuk Zeh B'chol Nafshcha Afilu Not Elz Nishmascha Amarti Yomasa Yavol Leodi V'akainenu. I wasn't so Mechananes, I wanted to be Mechananes Kipshuta, I wanted to be Moser Nefesh for Hashem. And the Rai is that I wasn't so Mechananes all my life, I've been waiting for this moment. So it must be that you're allowed to be Machmeran yourself and die for other mitzvahs. And it's not like that you have to run away. If it's B'Shas Gzeira, you don't have to run away. Otherwise, Rabbi Akiva would have run away. He said, no, I definitely want to be Mekayim this mitzvah. However, the Malachi Asharis went before HaKadosh Baruch and they said, Zu Torah v'zu Tzchara. He says, V'chai Behem. How could it be that through Limud HaTorah a person is going to come to Misa? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chelkom B'chayim. In other words, Yizoch L'chai Olam Haba. Like it says in the Targum in Tehillim, Yudzayin Yudalit, Chelkom B'chayim, Chul Kahon L'chai Alma. And we were Mekayim in him, V'chai Behem, Al Yidei Chai Olam Haba. But we said that not everybody is Zoche, that V'chai Behem should mean Olam Haba. Because Kipshuto V'chai Behem is talking about this world, except if you're an Adam Gadol V'Chassid, that in Olam Hazeh is only a prosdor, and all of Chai Olam Haba is only Hazmana, and all of Olam Hazeh is only Hazmana and Achana, V'chai Olam Haba. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Chelkom B'chayim, what he meant was is that no, Rabbi Akiva is on a high madrega. that for him, his v'chayim b'hem is talking about olam haba, so he is chelkom v'chayim. And since he was on such a high madrega, then a bas kol went out and said that Rabbi Kiva is mezumin, Hashrecha Rabbi Kiva is mezumin l'chay olam haba. In other words, fortunate are you, Rabbi Akiva, that all of your life you were preparing for olam haba, and that you're on such a high madrega that this world is only a preparation for you, and memela for you v'chayim b'hem means in the next world. And Hashrecha, that you're chelkom v'chayim, that you're v'chayim b'hem means the next world, because and you're mezumin l'chay olam haba, that all of your life in this world was just a preparation for the next world. So this is a very beautiful combination of drush and pilpul and halacha and agada and yanei avoda and madregas and siyata d'shmaya. Very beautiful, very beautiful drasha by Agon Rav Nosson Gishtetner. So we should all be zocher lumod ulam elishmar v'lasos ulakayim es kol divrei tzaddikim v'tarasim v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.